Cutting school funding has generally been off limits in Wisconsin. Governor Walker's proposal would change that. State aid to schools would be cut by roughly $800 million. If you include all funding, the size of the cut jumps to around $1 billion. The governor says that cut and others would leave the state's budget more in balance than it's been for years, setting up better days in the future.
The facts are clear. Wisconsin is broke, and it's time to start paying our bills today so our kids are not stuck with even bigger bills tomorrow.
But the governor would go beyond just cutting state aid to schools. He would also reduce by about $550 per student, the amount by which districts can make up the difference through local property taxes. Walker would also cap county and municipal levy increases at zero. The governor said he's heard repeatedly from Wisconsinites who are doing more with less.
All of them, and others like them all across Wisconsin, need true property tax relief, and this budget delivers.
Walker's budget would also leave his stamp on the state's education system. He would phase out Governor Jim Doyle's Wisconsin Covenant program for high school graduates and lift caps on private school vouchers and virtual schools. The governor would also split off the University of Wisconsin-Madison from the rest of the UW system and cut the entire system by $250 million in the process. Walker's plan would cut state taxes, but only to targeted groups of businesses.
We will do this by eliminating the capital gains tax for investors in Wisconsin companies that provide jobs for our people.
That would cost the state about $36 million. The governor would not touch most of the tax increases approved by Democrats last session. If he had reversed them, it would have prompted much deeper spending cuts to make up the difference. Walker again urged 14 missing Democratic state senators to come home so the legislature can approve his budget repair bill. It would strip public employee unions of most collective bargaining rights, a step Walker says is crucial to helping schools and local governments absorb cuts in state funding. The governor acknowledged the national attention and passionate debate the issue had sparked.
Well, I'm an optimist. I believe that after our budget repair bill passes, tempers will cool, and we will find a way to continue to work together.
But based on the early response from Democrats and others, that's doubtful. La Crosse Assembly Democrat Jennifer Schilling seized on Walker's transportation budget, where major projects would move forward. She framed it as a value judgment.
He has decided that he will take transportation dollars over people, that he supports concrete over the elderly, bridges over the disabled, blacktop over children, and tax cuts over working families.
Others expressed concern with the tight security in the Capitol for the governor's address. While a handful of protesters remained in the rotunda, hundreds of visitors were barred from coming in. Madison Police Officer Brian Austin actually joined protesters the last couple weeks when the building was more open. He says the new restrictions are troubling.
I think the limit to access the Capitol really served as a flashpoint for this crowd. And I hope it wasn't intentional, but I have my suspicions.
Yesterday, a court ordered the state to reopen the building. The state insisted it was already complying. This was just the first step for the governor's budget. It heads next to the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, which will consider it line by line. The full legislature has until the end of June to pass the plan if they want it in effect for day one of the upcoming fiscal year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.